How are you, Dallas?
I'm doing fine.
I haven't talked to you in a while. Having a good summer?
It's been an excellent summer, you bet.
Well, I wanted to talk with you about the 13 townships, yours being one of those, that will vote on paying more for patrols. The rural areas in Ingham County are affected by a lot of budget shortfalls. A lot of these communities currently don't have police patrols, and I know that has concerned you, and I wanted to get your take on this upcoming vote.
Well, you're correct. The commissioners, come January, are looking at their budget right now, and their controller's budget that's been presented has basically eliminated the out-county road patrols. And so in response to that, you know, the 13 townships have been working together for the last couple of years trying to convince commissioners to not do this, but we've been unsuccessful in doing that. So we felt it was important to make sure that we had a continuation of some form of primary law enforcement in the Elk County. So that's what this vote will be for November, for a funding source for us to ensure that that service will be provided.
Why was there resistance?
Resistance from whom?
You said you had some challenges in getting everyone on board.
Well, anytime you have 13 different governmental entities and you have to try to get them all thinking in the same direction, you always have challenges. And I didn't view them as being insurmountable, but we've been successful and everybody's on board now. And we had some issues we had to deal with, and we did. And so I feel really comfortable with where we're at today, and it looks like we're going to be able to move forward.
All right. So voters in 13 townships, including Leslie Township, on November 2nd will vote to pay a little bit higher tax to contract with the Ingham County Sheriff's Department for police patrols. Approximately how much is this going to cost each resident, say, in Leslie Township?
In Leslie Township, the way it's going to be structured is each resident will have no more than $150 assessment that they'll have to pay. That'll be the maximum. It is possible that it may be less than that. With the police board, once it's been established, will determine that value, and then we'll move forward from there. But the maximum that would be is $150.
And that would be for 1 year?
That'll be for each year, yes. That'll be on a yearly basis, and that would be established each year.
So if the vote goes through, then it will be a rollover unless something stops that?
Correct.
Okay. Well, what's been the feedback from Leslie Township residents from the folks you've talked with?
Well, initially, everybody's pretty upset that they have to pay more taxes, and I 100% agree with them. But the alternative is that we won't have a road patrols in the Elk County, and I don't think most people really want to live in a world that we don't have that type of a service. And as like I said earlier, we've been trying for 2 years to preserve this service to the Elk County, and when we were on your show before, we articulated our position, I think, quite clearly. The bottom line is the commissioners have moved forward and are cutting this service, and so we felt it was important that we at least provide our the voters of Leslie Township and ultimately the county the opportunity to continue this service if they so choose to fund it. So that's kind of where we're at today, and we really didn't have any choices.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Leslie Township Supervisor Dallas Henney about the vote that will be upcoming on November 2nd to create funding for road patrols for 13 communities. Before I let you go, Mr. Henney, I knew that when we had you here in studio and we were talking about this, there were some other opportunities that you were looking at, perhaps having other law enforcement officials come in. And what happened to those other ideas? Why did you see this as the best viable position for you?
Well, those options are still on the table. There's been no agreements made up to this point. As we've said right along, the sheriff has the best opportunity to provide this service to the Elk County. He has all the infrastructure and that. But we're gonna if this money is voted in by our in November, I can assure you that we're gonna get the best value for our tax dollar that we can get. The one thing that we're all unified in is we knew that we weren't just going to send this money to the commissioners to spend. We have total control, and we will pick the best option that works for our the Elk County. And so those options are still on the table. And once we know how many entities are involved and how much money we have and what level of services then we're going to move forward and talk with Gene and talk with the rest, you know, what other parties that might be interested in, and then we're going to make some decisions.
And Mr. Henney, when we had talked before, you had mentioned how you thought that for the monies that Leslie Township and other townships pay, you didn't feel like you were getting a big enough bang for your buck. Do you still stand by that?
In terms of the county taxes that we pay?
Correct.
Oh, absolutely, and I think it's a everybody in the Elk County feels like we're getting shortchanged. We've always felt we send more money to Mason than what we get back in services, and that's part of the reason why we've been so frustrated with this whole process. But you know, we can't change what is, and the facts are the commissioners are up against a wall. They're making these decisions, and all we can do is control what we can control, and this is one avenue that we have to do it.
All right, Mr. Henney, thanks so much. Appreciate your time. Look forward to talking with you again.
No problem. Thank you.